With a week left in New York's legislative session, Republicans and Democrats are fighting over public education, and New York City schools are in the crossfire. WNYC's Fred Mogul reports.
Mayor de Blasio controls city schools only with Albany's permission, and that authority expires at the end of the month. The governor and the legislature want to extend mayoral control, but the Republicans in charge of the Senate and a handful of breakaway Democrats aren't giving it away for nothing. Republican Majority Leader John Flanagan says de Blasio should only get his extension if the whole state gets more charter schools.
We want to make sure that we provide the ultimate amount of flexibility and options for parents who are trying to do the best by their children.
Flanagan leads a coalition that offered and passed what he calls a buffet of three different bills with 1, 2, or 5-year extensions of mayoral control in exchange for greater numbers of charter schools. And under the deluxe version, people who donate money to private schools would get a generous new tax break. Brooklyn Senator Daniel Squadron is one of several Democrats who say Republicans are holding city schools hostage to a conservative policy agenda on education.
Mayoral control is not an issue that should fall victim to log rolling or horse trading or any of these other political issues. It is an issue that is simply too important for that.
The Republicans will now use this trio of bills to negotiate with Governor Cuomo, who hasn't commented on them yet, and with Democratic Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, who staunchly opposes them. Insiders say compromise is inevitable, but probably not before the waning hours of the session next Wednesday, the longest day of the year. In Albany, Fred Mogul, WNYC News.